And by day they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. I want to believe this story, but no offense, I know the church better than that. What we have here in Acts is a portrait of an ideal, a vision of how the church should be. But that's not a realistic representation of how the church I'm sorry. I can't help you here, I said, doubling down on my previous statement of policy. At this point, I was in danger of being late to pick up my children, and I was admittedly a little scared of whether he might have a weapon in his backpack. I simply wanted him to leave. So instead of taking him upstairs to raid the church fridge for food, I sent him away with a phone number for the crisis ministry. I've been replaying this event in my head ever since. On the one hand, I know the man's problems were bigger than I alone could fix. He wore the tattered clothes and barking eyes of someone who was had to try to sleep outdoors. His breath smelled of alcohol. There are a number of reasons as to why it was a rational call to want him to leave. The next day, when I told the story to my colleagues, they assured me that I'd done what any reasonable person would do. We discussed the possibility of installing a camera at the back door. But here, days later, I cannot shake the feeling that I should have done something more. I could have offered him a lunch that I had forgotten to eat, or grabbed leftovers from the fridge, or walked into the cafeteria next door and brought him a meal. Because this is exactly the kind of person Jesus would have befriended and helped. This is the kind of person who could benefit from my selling my possessions and giving to all as any has need. But instead of being the body of Christ last Monday afternoon, I allowed my fear and my own agenda to guide my decisions. Instead of listening to the Holy Spirit, who was reminding me, even as the man was yelling, of Jesus' command to feed his sheep, I ignored the reminder. In so doing, I took on the role not of the Good Samaritan, but instead of the priest who saw the beaten man on the side of the road and passed by on the other side. I did not act according to what I say it is that I believe. I acted according to my self-interest. I don't know if my regret over this encounter means anything at all. 7 years into professional ministry, I recognize that I can't help everyone, that I won't always get it right, and that sometimes our attempts to help in the moment hurt in the long run. In the wake of mass shootings that have occurred in places of worship, I'm not naive. But I also know with every fiber of my being that Jesus calls us to feed those who are hungry. I know that we have received this Pentecost day and every day the gift child.